thought it was.
A worthless dog that just hangs around and eats, but doesn't do any work.
A person, you mean?
Dog.
That just hangs around eating, call him a good-for-nothing dog.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like a sorry dog or no count or...
Yeah.
Cur?
Cur. Some of them's curs.
Which would you use, do you think?
Well, we mostly use them.
You.
The expression of old sorry cur dog. That's what
it's okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time?
Wicker.
What do you call the chicken bone that's shaped like this that children play with?
Wishbone.
You think your father might have called it anything different?
I think he called it pulley bone or something. Like
what do you call the second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has already been cut and it just grows back again.
Well, we call it the same thing, it's just a second cutting.
Okay. I would like you to know that you're the first person that has ever answered that question. The first one who knew it. What do you call bread made of cornmeal?
Call it cornbread.
Okay. What other things are made from cornmeal?
Oh, there's a lot of things made from cornmeal. They make hush puppies out of cornmeal, you know. Fry them in little balls, you know, with the grease. You know, with the onions on them to eat fish with.
Uh-huh.
And they make corn sticks.
Uh-huh. What else? Anything that they boil with greens?
Well, they usually cook it four or five different ways. They'll cook pone cornbread. That's thick cornbread.
What was that? What kind was that?
The thick bread, they usually call it pone bread.
Uh-huh. And did you ever hear of dumplings?
Yeah, they make corn dumplings. They put that in a ton of greens.
Dodgers.
Corn dodgers.
What's the difference between a dodger and a...
And a dumpling? There ain't no difference. Just call them different names. Some people call them one thing, some call them another.
Okay. Could you please tell me, what do they call cornbread when it's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Call it ash bread.
I've
eaten a million pieces of it. You
have
eaten any of it?
No, I have. I've eaten potatoes baked in fire.
What do you call soft cornbread served in a bowl with a spoon?
Well, they call it soup, I reckon. No, that ain't what they call it. What I heard when we were talking about that thing the other day, asking Mama that she wanted to make something. I said, what you talking about? Oh, I'll make something out of some cornmeal. I don't forget. What did you call that thing, Mr.
Oh,
Jim?
I can't think to save my life. I've heard Mother say it so many times.
You know, Mama had that stomach trouble, you know, and a lot of times she'll just take a little cornmeal and make. What in the world did Mother say that? Well, she's going to fix
bread?
Her mother.
Spoonbread?
Mush. Mush.
Mush. Mush. That's it. Mush. Mush.
Okay. Even if you sort of help him with it, I need to hear how he says it. So
yes,
if you say something, I have to hear him say it after you, okay?
Okay.
What do you call bread in loaves made out of white flour?
Light bread.
What do you call a round, flat pastry about so big that has a hole in the middle of it and it's made with baking powder?
A piece of white bread and...
No, this is a new question now. Do you have any of them here?
No, I don't.
What do you call a round pastry like this?
Donut.
Okay, would you call it anything different if it was made with yeast?
No, because I think it's made with yeast.
Okay. What would you call it if it was made with yeast?
Well, donuts and light bread both made with yeast.
Okay, thank you. What do you call round, flat cakes